So the final paragraph of the Netivot Shalom, he says, if we go with this concept that a Jew came down to the world to conquer his desire for ochel, which we said is divided into two. Ochel can be the desire for promiscuity. Ochel can be the desire for food. So then corresponding to that, we have two challenges of the Yetzer Hara. And through these two challenges, the Yetzer Hara figures, that's how I can overcome him. We began by saying, the strength of holiness is much greater. But he tries to tap us in these two areas. And that's why Hashem tells the snake in the beginning of the Torah, Hu Yeshufecha Rosh, he will hit you in the head, and you will hit him in the heel. Hu Yeshufecha Rosh, he will hit you in the head. That's through Emunah. The prime source of Emunah is in the head. A person's strength, that's where he can overcome the Nachash. But the Nachash, where does he hit us? In the heel. In a place where the lower half of the body, where our desires are found, and that's where he has strength. And we came down here to conquer these two points. If you can conquer these two points, you can conquer everything. Desire for food, desire for promiscuity. What's the words? Tishufenu akev, you'll attack him in the heel. Akev stands for kadesh atzmecha bamutar. Sanctify yourself not only with what's prohibited, but even with what's permitted. Where does the Yetzer Hara try to attack us? In things that are permissible. Sometimes a person has conquered. He's not doing anything prohibited. He's not eating anything prohibited. But what about in the area of what's permissible? How am I behaving with that? Am I holy in that area? That's where I can develop myself. And that's why it says Yaakov was born and he was holding on to Esav's heel. Ba'akev Esav. Yaakov was holding on to that prime concept of akev, kadesh, the holiness in even the areas that are permitted to me. And through that, Yaakov was exemplifying the idea that he is headed for kodesh hakodashim, the greatest levels of holiness. Yado chezet ba'akev. He was holding on to the kadesh atzmecha b'mutal.